Well, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Welcome, my friends. It is Wednesday, January the 7th, the seventh day of this brand new year. And I want to welcome you to the 109th episode of The Pulse. I'm Troy Brewer, and I'm going to be with you today. And I'm going to be taking you just to a special word that is all about this whole new year. And the seventh day is a great day to actually do that. And so, yeah, it's the seventh day. I mean, you know what the seventh day is. You know what that is. And so seven is the most prolific number in all of the Word of God. And it has to do with where the Spirit of the living God is made manifest. Yes, it is rest. Yes, it is all those things. It is those things. It is that. But it has to do where the dominion of the Lord shows up. Like this is where dominion operates, is on seven. And on eight is when he hands it over to you and says, you're going to walk in this new thing now. So this is the day, man, that Jesus gets to show off. It's the most prolific number in all of the Word of God, especially in the book of Revelation. So number seven, 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 seven. I bless you in Jesus' name. Guys, joining me is my good friend and my partner in crime up here in all things media. Miss Shay Wilbur is here with me. How are you?
I'm great. And hey, the seventh day is the day of Sabbath too, the day of rest. So I love that. I love a good day of rest.
Yeah.
You know,
I know
it's a good
do.
One. It's a good one.
I know you do. You do love to take a nap.
I love a nap. I will nap
anywhere. Yeah, when's the last time you got a nap? You haven't got a nap in years. You've had kids.
No, I do take nap. Yeah, but I will take a nap literally anywhere at any time if I have the opportunity. So
that's because you NyQuil your children up in the afternoon.
No, I don't. I mean, no, I don't. I mean, I would.
If it was an issue. If we were like on a plane
if
or
I
something.
Had to, yeah.
Oh, man. But guys, I want to welcome you guys here today. And I call you blessed in Jesus' name. On this seventh day, we're going to be looking at a prophetic word that I gave for the year, and I was super dope excited on the day that I gave it. I'm going to be replaying it, but I'm going to talk to you about it. I'm going to set it up. But first, I want to invite you guys to hit the buttons to do the things. Do you guys know how to do that? Come on, help me out. Miss Shay, we actually hit the big 200,000 subscribers on YouTube.
200,000.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. And what a way to enter the new year. You know, we were trying to hit that mile marker. And it was so cool to see that on Sunday, 200,000. So thank you to every single person. And let's keep it going. Like Pastor said, like this, share this. You know, you are going to be, we're going to be talking about your prophetic word, and we're going to be showing part of that on the show today. And this was already, I mean, we're well over 40,000 views on this video that we just posted a couple days ago, because people are ready for that word for the year they are seeking. And I mean, maybe someone that you share it with, maybe one of your Facebook friends that never would have typically landed on our page needs this message right now. So please take this opportunity, share this live feed right now on your social media for someone that
share
that
it and get it out there for me, man, and do all that. And people are helpless. We had a huge on Twitter over the weekend. Once I made the big comment about Venezuela, millions, I'm talking about literally millions of people.
Yeah.
And so it's probably over 2 million by now.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about
haven't looked at it in a while, but we had two, on my Twitter account, I had two posts, and, we did talk about it yesterday, didn't we? And one had 1.5 million and one had 1.7 million on it. And it was, I mean, it just went completely viral.
Yeah.
Number one, because I was giving hope into the situation. Hey, this is what the kingdom looks like in the midst of Venezuela being set free. And then we had all these knuckleheads from all over the world. And they were never under bondage. Well, the people of Venezuela would be happy to disagree with you.
Yeah, if you look at the footage of dancing in the streets, millions and millions, they would disagree.
Like, oh, well, we asked Twitter and we actually went to Grok and the church was never illegal. Well, the thousands and thousands of pastors that are in dungeons and prisons would disagree with you. And also, too, the untold numbers of people who've been murdered, they would also disagree with you. And again, they just don't know.
My patience is really thin.
They don't know
what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about. And they insist that you will get with that program.
Yeah.
They're like, you will be just as ignorant and stupid and demonic as I am. And here's what I say to you. No, I won't.
Nope.
No, I won't. I'm going to stick with King Jesus, and I'm going to be a kingdom man. And so, man, we've had all of our media has just been blowing up. It's been crazy. And then, of course, our latest episode of The Pulse, and we did this thing with Pastor Alan DiDio, yeah. And that was crazy cool. And what do we call that? The after show?
The after show, the counter after show.
Yep.
Well, we've just had so much. We've had so many new faces here.
Yeah.
Ever since we launched the counter, really, and going into this new year. And I just feel like the momentum is just building and people are joining our family. And it's just really fun. It's cool to see a lot of people tuned into what God is doing in this day and age. And I think that's why people are drawn to you, Pastor, because you're prophetic, but you speak unashamedly the word of God, what God is saying in these times, and we're living in prophetic times. So people need voices like yours.
Well, don't you care what people think? I want to just say this to you. I would like to say I don't care what people think, but I mean, I don't like being hated. I mean, I don't like that. But when I speak the word of God, it's to he that has an ear.
Yeah.
And I just get it. I mean, when I am declaring what God Almighty is telling me to say and what I believe with all my conviction and all my heart, I get it that the huge majority of the world will not be able to get it. They just won't. And I wish that they would, but that's on them. That is not on me.
Nope.
And that's how Jesus went about. So I am very happy that the people of Venezuela have been set free. And again, I encourage you guys, if you guys missed the pulse yesterday, go back and watch it because we talked about that a whole lot yesterday. And we've been celebrating that, making such a big deal out of it. And then also go into our social media feeds and check all that out. And I bless you in that. Well, one more thing that happened yesterday is this bad boy came out on Amazon.
Yes. Now, if you're in our house, you might have been able to get it early.
Exactly right.
We've
actually had it for sale at Troy Brewer Ministries and at Open Door Church since December 6th, which was my 59th birthday.
Woo!
The big 5-9.
Yes.
But have you even heard of this? Boom. What is this?
That is cool.
That is the awesome study guide. It's the study guide that goes with this book, Numbers That Preach, which is a book that I wrote 28 years ago, and I've been working on it for 28 years, adding stuff to it, refining it. This is the third edition.
It's so good.
And this is the awesome workbook that actually goes with it. And then now we have the audiobook that is about to come out.
Audiobook's about to come out. Yeah. And I mean, what an amazing tool for a group Bible study for your churches. That is a thick, you know, sometimes you get these like study guides and like Bible studies that go along with books and they're like really dinky. That's big.
Do you know how much studying this took for me?
It's a lot.
I mean, that's like you're getting ready to be an astronaut or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is, that's crazy. That right there, guys, is a lifetime of being dedicated to this subject. And
so good.
And anyway, it's all available now through Destiny Image. My good friends at Destiny Image, man, you're helping me. You're getting it out there. Mm-hmm. I just actually just self-published this before. So I want to ask everybody to please go to Amazon and please write a review and please buy the book and do this and help us out. This helps us rescue kids out of the horrors of trafficking. And it also helps us raise those kids. Yeah. You know that through our book sales and our merch and all that silliness, you know that we were able to pay for 11,000 psychiatric treatments.
That's crazy.
11,000.
Wow.
Just in 2025. Like what? Yeah, dude, we have over 5,000 children under our care. We rescued 1,000 kids last year. It's close. I don't have the actual numbers yet, but it's close to 6,000 kids that we are raising from trafficking. And yes, they have ongoing issues that we got to tackle and we got to go after those things. That's not doctor visits. That's psychiatric doctor visits.
Yeah. Well, and I love that you're talking about this because it's not just like we go in and rescue and then, okay, everything's great now. No, I mean, these kids are traumatized in the worst way.
Yep.
And we don't just, you know, stick them in a house and then and just pray for them, which we do pray for them. And we do believe in God's healing power. And God does do miracles with them every single day. But we also treat them on the medical side of things. And we realize we need professionals here to help speak to that.
We do.
And so I want to put that out there. Like we're really, from all angles, making sure that these kids have their chance at a restored life in the best way possible.
Yeah, it's no joke.
Yeah.
And if you guys come to my New Beginnings Conference, which is coming up on January the 21st, you can actually meet, as adults, people that we rescued whenever they were kids.
Yeah.
And we're having a whole bunch of them come in from all over the world. Guys, the New Beginnings Conference is tickets are selling, and it's right around the corner.
So soon.
And guys, we're having an ODX meeting, a gathering just for ODX people. Guys, we're doing a tremendous, huge food outreach. We're having a star party. We're having dinners. It's craziness.
It's so fun. It's just our people. It's an opportunity for our people to come together, and it's a time of prophetic, a time of miracles. I still remember the word that was spoken over me last year, and I have really, I will never forget it. I mean, it was just, it's so great. So you do not want to miss it.
Do you remember that prophetic moment when I got with you and you were like, Pastor, my mind is going this way and going this way. And I said, honey, you're nuts.
I was waiting to see where you're going with this. No, I got a really good spiritual word.
You need medication. Do you remember I said, I recommend...
No,
lots of medication.
I will say I got a spiritual word from a little old lady that I don't even remember. I was pretty new here. I don't remember who it was. And she gave me a word about discernment and how that was one of my giftings and how the Lord has spiritually gifted me with discernment. And it was really, it spoke to me because at the moment I was trying to discern something in my life and I just wasn't sure. And I was second guessing my discernment. And she just came up out of nowhere and said that. And I was like, wow.
Okay. Well, the atmosphere is so prophetic. Yes. And then of course I bring my prophetic word for the year to come.
Yes.
Yeah. And all those kinds of things. And I do that in layers throughout the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the whole mamba jamba at the conference.
Yeah.
Everybody gets prayed for, every single person. And also too, every single person that comes to the conference, they get this goodie bag, and our goodie bag is no joke. Our goodie bag has Pastor Alan DeDio's brand new book on declarations for the explosive finances that God is lining you up for this year. Woo! All right, which is a big part of my prophetic word. And then we also have the book that is from Sharon Bolin, and it's going to help you pray for our nation.
That's an awesome book,
right on.
Too.
And it's got tons of resources that are in it. Mm-hmm. And guys, you gotta come join us. Come out and join us. Hundreds and hundreds of tickets have already been sold.
Yeah.
And I think that our room only holds 1,000 people. So you need to get your ticket.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that literally plan their family vacations around this trip. Yep. I met them last year. Numerous people who plan their family trips around this.
Okay, so we also have to see this too. For all of our brand new Stage 3 ODX members, which within just since the release of Episode 4 of The Counter, we had 18.
Yeah.
And I think that since the beginning of this thing, we've had over 100 people.
Oh, I'm sure.
And it's crazy. And then we have had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people sign up for Stage 2. But listen, if you are Stage 3, you get every ticketed conference that I am a part of for free to watch online while it's actually happening. While it's happening. And don't forget, man, to take advantage of that, because you already got free tickets if you're Stage 3, because you already partner with me like that. By the way, if you want information about any of this, or if you're ready to get in a fight, or if you need a prayer, or if you need a friend, if you want to sponsor the rescue of a new child, call this number that is on your screen. Call 877-413-0888. Again, it's 877-413-0888. Also, if you want to mail in a check and you're like, yeah, I got to stand with you guys. I got a business that wants to partner with you. I got with my whole family. We all want to partner with you. We want to do this as a family. That's the P.O. box is actually on the screen right now. And if you're a snail mail guy like I am, and you're old and, you know, you're in it. Yeah. Listen, that's me. I'm like, no, I want to do it snail mail. I like sending checks, and that's what I like to do. P.O. box is up right now. Or of course you can always go to troybrewer.com. All right. What else do I need to tell everybody?
So great. I mean, that's everything. We just want to encourage people to share this and to get their tickets, like you said, and to pick up Pastor Troy's new book and just get ready for the word for the year that you're about to release, that you guys are about to see, that over 40,000 people have already watched this and been so moved by it. And so we wanted to air it.
All my friends all over the planet Earth, you know, and everybody that's chiming in here, thank you so much for that. Thank you guys for chiming in. And thank you guys for letting me know that you're there. I love you. Thank you for letting me know that you're standing with me and that you're praying for me. This is day 7 of my fast, and I need you to continue to pray for me. I'm almost there.
You're doing good.
But I am doing good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm doing great. The Spirit of the Lord is with me, and I'm having all kinds of breakthroughs, and it's really good. Now, let me give you context for this, okay? On the fourth day of the new year, which I know is all about prophetic timing. So when God shows up in the sun and the moon and the stars, as he did on the fourth day in the Genesis story, when God Almighty did that, he shows up and he gives us the clock. He gives us the prophetic clock. Now, God actually created the material universe, not on the first day, the second day, or third day. All of the first and second and third day are all heavenly things. They're all supernatural things. They're realms that are just as real as the realm that you and I live in today, but they were actually supernatural realms. When God created the material universe, he did that on the fourth day, and that's when the clock was set. God Almighty created the sun and the moon and stars, and he created them, the Word of God says, he created them for times and for seasons and for days and for years, and for signs in seasons, days, and years. Sorry about that. A little bit of glitch there. There's some glitches.
Okay, you're fasting. It's okay.
There's some glitches going on there. Probably needs a little bit of carbs or something. But when he did that, he gave us the clock. So on the fourth day, I woke up super stupid excited. Like, why? Okay, because I got through the first 3 days of my fast, which is typically the hardest. And it's not typically any other day. It's typically the first couple of days for me. Got through it. And I knew that on the fourth day of the year, 2026, there was a sign in the sun and a sign in the moon and a sign in the stars. The sign in the sun was we were at the closest day of the year, the planet Earth was, to the sun. And there's a special word for that. And you can look all that up and go off into that. It was also a supermoon, which means the closest, and it happens three times this year, which is the closest proximity that the moon can get to the Earth. So we're closer to the sun than all other 365 days of the year, and we're also closer to the moon. And then I also knew that we were going through the tail of a comet, which means a meteor shower, falling stars. So we actually had a sign in the sun and in the moon and also within the stars. And I was like, man, I wonder what God is going to do today. It's going to be something amazing. The last time that I got up early to see what God was going to do in the news, because God did it in the heavens, was a couple of years ago. There was the great planetary parade. And it doesn't happen, but once every couple of thousand years, where it's actually in sequence. Not just that there's a planetary parade, but that, okay, you have the sun, and then you have Venus, and then you have Mars. I'm sorry, you have the sun, you have Mercury, you have Venus, you have Mars. Then you have the moon, and then you have Mars, and then you have Jupiter, and then you have Saturn. And it's the correct order of sequence in the heavens. And it was called a planetary parade. Well, I got up that morning and went, I wonder what God's going to do because the heavens have lined up. And then boom, Roe v. Wade was overturned that day. And I was like, what? Okay, just exactly like that. Last Saturday, on the fourth day of this new year, I got up because I knew there was a sign in the sun and the moon and also within the heavens. I knew it. And it's the fourth day, which means the sign has signs, sun, moon, and the stars. And I'm like, what the heck? What's going on? And boom, Venezuela was overturned. And I think that it begins what God wants there to be a national, an international, or I should say a global domino effect of revival all the way throughout the planet Earth. Man, God has Iran on his hit list. He wants to set the Persian church free.
Yes.
There's a whole bunch of other countries as well. But, man, we started to see it. So yeah. I got up, and after I got up and started talking about these things, I got to do it live. Tried to pull it up on my computer. Facebook wouldn't show up on my computer, which I still got a huge issue with Facebook on my computer. I got to fix that.
It's
like, it is such a trip. And I'm like, okay. So I had to do it with my phone. I literally taped my phone to the wall. I went and found some Scotch tape and taped it to the wall. I went, okay, that's good. I will set this thing to go off at exactly 2:00. I'm going to go in there and go do something. My alarm went off and I had to come walking in and go, okay, I got to address this. And this has to do with a prophetic word and a prophetic cycle for the year to come. What's this? Okay, so it looks like we're on here. Hey, everybody, blessing and peace on you. Troy here. And you ought to see this contraption I've got set up here. Anyway, I bless you guys and call you blessed. Welcome, guys, to the ranch out in Glen Rose, Texas. And my goodness, here's to freedom. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you and I woke up this morning on the third day of this new year, and we woke up understanding that we had just won a war that we hadn't even started before we went to bed last night. This is a year where things are going to happen fast. Guys, I want to welcome you here, and I'm just doing a thing with my phone here. I've literally got it taped to the wall here because my computer broke, and I was like, what? I'm just like 5 minutes ago, I was like, okay, I can't log in, and it's crazy, but I was like, it's okay. I'll just use the phone. I called Leanna, where's some scotch tape, man, so I can just tape this thing to the wall, and that's what I did. So I call you guys blessed, guys. I want to say welcome to the year 2026. And I gotta say this to you, friends. And I see that Kim is on here, Vicky is on here, Lisa's on here. Hey, would you please start pounding on the hearts and the things and all that so that this thing will get out to a whole lot of people? Let me know where it is that you're watching from, and please comment. As we go through this here for the next few minutes, hey, there they are. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. As we go through this over the next few minutes, it's a whole new year. Things have changed, and I am so... I'm just like, oh my gosh. I want you to understand that right now, pastors are coming out of prisons and dungeons in Venezuela. Our rescue teams in Venezuela are out of their tree today. Swami has been blowing up my phone going, Pastor, everybody wants to know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Because now the sky's the limit. Up until now, and you guys will notice, I never talk about our work in Venezuela. I never talk about it. And today is the first time, I would say, in four years, that I've been able to say anything about the work that we do in the nation of Venezuela. And now... A whole bunch of our underground church that you and I support through Troy Brewer Ministries, they are literally dancing in the streets, and they are literally getting ready to have their very first above ground in open daylight church services where they're just gonna do communion. They're gonna fall down on their faces, and they're gonna thank God for their freedom today because they actually have tremendous hope for their freedom. You guys probably just now saw, and hello, David. So good to see you. Beverly, so good to see you. Jackie, I call you blessed. In the midst of, a fast, today is my third day of my fast. And guys, it's going so good. I got all these healthy drinks, and I'm drinking all kinds of grass. I'm drinking from the back of my dadgum tractor or my lawnmower. But I feel good. I feel really good. And friends, God is speaking. He is speaking. This is such a heightened time of seeing breakthrough. And again, we saw it here today. So I just got through watching, past hour and a half or whatever it was of Trump's speech. Hey, Jeremy, good to see you, buddy. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head at how fast things moved and how fast things are going to move. If you saw any of my hour-long talk through prophetic themes for the year 2026, I was saying there's not going to be any pause time. There's no pause time this year. It's just something like you got to get with the program fast, and you got to be prepared for that breakthrough. And as soon as the breakthrough happens, you have to act, and you have to go into full abandon. It's one thing for God to give you the plan and open up the gates. It's another thing for you and I to conform our lives to God's plan and to go into the promised land and say, the manna has ceased, and the manna ceased. It's one of the most awesome scriptures in the Bible to me is, and the manna ceased, or Moses, my servant, is dead. Meaning this, we're not going back to any of that. We're going forward. And you either move forward, stumble, and die, or you move forward and have victory because you are a kingdom person. And that is so this year. So already, man, I'm getting texts. I'm getting private messages from our friends in Venezuela. And they're like, Pastor Troy, we are free. We're actually having church today in broad daylight, and we're not scared. And I'm like, oh my goodness, are you kidding me? I'm like, no. And they're like, will you come? Will you come down here and preach? I'm like, yes, I will come down there and preach. So I'm totally scheduled for the first 3 months. I'm not going to be able to go down there January, February, or March because I'm literally somewhere every single week, including next week is when the madness starts for me. And then we have our New Beginnings Conference, and people are coming from all over the world. And then after that, I'm going to go to Uganda, and then I'm going to South Africa.
And I'll be with my Ugandan family and with my South African friends. And we're going to be doing crazy cool things. We'll be in Qatar. We'll be in Dubai. We'll be in all those places. So let's get back to talking about what the Lord is doing here today. When it comes to accelerated, and I want you to know, there's two themes, two prophetic themes that I come out of the liberation of Venezuela that I can see out of this. One is one thing that I heard over and over and over again from Trump and from his cabinet, the Secretary of War, which, God, I love that it's not the Secretary of Defense, but that it's the Secretary of War. That is so like, yeah, we're going to throw away all political correctness right now. We're actually going to say the real thing and not what makes you feel good. I'm like, yeah, thank you, warriors. But one thing that we hear over and over and over again is there's no other military in the world that could have done what we did. Okay, a big part of that's just bragging because Trump likes to do that. But another part of it is factual. And what I get out of that is this. What can you do that if you don't do it, there's nobody else coming? And this is a time where God says, if this is going to get done, you're the one that's going to have to do it. And you're going to have to pull up your big boy pants and you're going to have to take risk and you're going to have faith and you're going to have to step up into the things and the places and liberate people in the name of King Jesus. And if you don't do it, there's nobody else coming. It's just going to be a missed kingdom opportunity because you didn't feel like it, or you didn't have the faith, or you didn't have the means, or you couldn't figure it out. And I live in that place all the time. And I want to tell you, I have felt very alone in that place for a long time, but I don't anymore. There's so many people, man, that are partnering with me. There's so many people that are standing with me. And you, whatever part of the world that you're in right now, there's somebody that is going to need you to step up and say, if you do not become the person that God Almighty wants you to be in the year 2026, man, there's nobody else coming. But you're all the way in, Liz. You're all the way in. Kathy, you're on fire. You're on fire, and it's just so true. So that was the first theme that I saw. The second theme that I saw was that it was fast and it was violent. Fast and violent. And I heard those terms over and over and over again. Well, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. And it's like, what does that mean, you suffer violence? It means this, that you allow for the fact that there must be a violent acts of faith. I'm not talking about physical violence. I'm not talking about that. So for all my haters and for people that would use this and say, he's a terrible person. No, I'm talking about the fight. I'm talking about the next level fight. It's like, you got to allow for that. Okay, listen, God's going to move. The Spirit of the Lord is going to show up. We are going to be blessed in 2026. Explosive finances is one of the big prophetic terms that God has given me for the year to come. And wait till you hear my message tomorrow at Open Door Church on 26. Wait till you hear it. It's going to blow your mind. You will see it. You will see it and you'll understand it. And, I am super, super excited about it, but fast and violent. I heard that term over and over and over again. And when we say we allow, it says when the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, it means this. Okay, there will be a blessing. God will show up. We will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But we have to make room for the fact that there will be a fight. That's what it means when it says the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. Suffer the children to come to me. Allow them. Just make room for these kids. That's what Jesus was saying. And so in the old King James, when it says suffer, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, it means people that are kingdom people allow for the fact that there will be a fight. They're like, no, we're getting into this thing and it's going to be a fight. There has been the return. And if you ladies will allow me to say this, because I know that y'all trust me and you know I'm not putting you down in any way whatsoever, but the return of the masculinity in the body of Jesus has been so needed. And we don't want to even sing songs that make us want to cuddle with Jesus. We want to worship the Lord with an allowance for the fight. Like, it should be okay, man, that we're ready for a fight, that we're ready to get down and to do this thing, because fast and violent is a key word for the body of Jesus. And I heard it over and over and over again. I'm like, wow, And I'm like, okay, that's, I hear the prophetic voice of God in that. And that is a theme for this year. Let's just talk about this day that it actually happened on, because it's the third day of the year 2026. And let me tell you, there's three all the way through the Word of God represents perfect completion. It means, no, we're going all the way in. It's not outer court. It's not inner court. It's most holy place, the third stage, right? It's not past, present, it's future. It's not the sun, the moon, it's the stars. It's all three of them. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, right? It's Saul, it's David, it's Solomon. It's Peter, James, and John is what it is. It is wood, hay, and stubble, or it's gold, silver, and precious stones. It's the three things inside. There are three arcs, right? There's Noah's Ark. There's the Ark of Bulrushes that Moses was in. And then there is the Ark of the Covenant. And inside the Ark of the Covenant, there were three things. And you guys remember what they were, right? So it's got manna. It's got Aaron's rod that budded. What was the other thing? I don't know if I remember the third thing. It was actually the first thing. So it has those things within there. And then, you got these threes all the way through the Word of God, you know, where it is, okay, it is one thing and then it's a bigger thing and then it's the whole thing. And it actually gets smaller and smaller and smaller because it becomes more and more and more inclusive. Okay. Well, that happened today on the third day, the liberation of Venezuela took place on the third day of this year. Three is resurrection power. It's setting the captives free. Now, if you and I were looking up, this day is also the closest day out of 365 days of the year that the earth is to the sun. What? Yes. Also, we have a supermoon, which means the moon is closer to the earth than any other day. So we have, the moon is closer to us than any other time, and we are closer to the sun than any other day of the year on this very day. Okay, that's all prophetic. It's all alignment. And what does it mean? It means this. Yeah, the Ten Commandments, thanks, buddy. It means it's all about how close we are to the Lord and that we're closer than you think. And that these, if you will miss your liberation on days that you're not close, general proximity is one thing, but to actually carry the weighty presence of the Lord is another thing. You know, when God is speaking through the sun, He's always talking to the nations. When God is speaking to the moon, He's always talking to His covenant people. And when God Almighty is speaking through the stars, He's talking to His children of inheritance. That's clear all the way through the Word of God. Okay, today you have a sign in the sun. We're closer to the sun than any other day of the year. We have a sign in the moon. The moon is actually closer to us. It's actually a supermoon than it is at any other time. And then we also have, we're going through the tail of a comet today. We actually have, you know, there's going to be a ton of falling stars tonight. And in the heavens, when it comes to stars, we actually have a meteor shower tonight. So God Almighty is speaking through the sun and the moon and the stars on this day that Venezuela has been set free. Okay, that's a word to all the nations. That means that this word that God is speaking through this is, number one, to the nations. That's the sun. Number two, to His church. That's the moon. And number three, to His children of covenant, the stars. And God Almighty is declaring all of that today. And I see it and I'm like, okay, I got your word. I'm going to be in alignment with Jesus. I will line up and I will be in alignment with Him. And He's not going to be in just general proximity. I'm going to carry His name. I'm not just about visitation. I am now about habitation. Come on, somebody. The Lord is moving you from visitation into habitation this year in a really, really, really big way. Boom, Jeremy. Yeah, boom, brother. Okay, I want to throw some things out there to you, and I want to talk to you about the Venezuelan church, which we have been secretly very involved in, as we are in other communist nations. And I have a friend that pastors a church there. It's an underground church. You and I have supported it for years and years, and they do incredible things, and they rescue kids. Now, you need to understand that anytime that you see narco-terrorism, right? Anytime that you see that, you need to understand that the trafficking of human beings is like this in it. In fact, they can make more money off of trafficking human beings and children than they can off of drugs. And so why? Because you can use those human beings over and over and over again. So one person that is trafficked from Venezuela, typically through Brazil and then into Colombia, and then towards whatever nefarious, where cameras are involved, it's all across the internet and it's on the dark web. And then rich people, if they're beautiful, if they're specifically young, whatever satanic ritualistic abuse that they go through, they can make, they expect to make $120,000 per child per year. And there are millions of children all over Central America that need to be rescued. Okay. Not only was the nations not hostile against this threat, but even the United States was actually compliant in making it happen and opening up the doors, opening up the borders, and allowing all that mess to take through the demonic Biden administration. So here's what I can say to you today. Today, it's not just about that this clown, that we went down there, we got this clown, pulled him up out of there, and he's like, come on, he's talking so tough. Yeah, he's not so tough now. His butt is in an orange suit sitting in a jail, and he needs to be thrown under it for the rest of his life. And that Jezebel that is with him as well, who is literally a witch. I mean, she is literally in every way a witch. And you'll find that. You also find that in other communist nations in Central America that I cannot say right now. I will say you can find that in Cuba as well. That when these guys are big time about the pharmakeia and the spirit that goes with narco-terrorism, they are also about the abduction and the selling of the bodies of little boys and little girls. And what you'll find is the lady that is hooked up to the man is truly a Jezebel, because the dude is so weak, and she's truly a witch. She's literally a sorceress, like literally. Okay. They went and got those clowns and didn't just get one. They actually got both of them, hauled them out. And now they're on their way to New York, or they're already in New York, which is amazing that they would take them there, because New York just elected a communist Muslim. It's like, man, you can't even make this stuff up. It's just so crazy. But it doesn't just change leadership there. It makes the church legal again. It makes freedom possible. And then it makes all of their dope dealing and child selling mess, it's going to make it, it's just going to be kaputs. It's just going to be done. And it's like, what? Yeah. See, now the church comes above ground, and these terrorists and these, the porno industry and all of these people that rescue these kids, they're going to have to go underground like the rats that they are. The church will no longer have to be underground there. It's the bad guys now that are going to have to go underground. And that's what leadership will do. That's what proper leadership will do. And when you are the president of the United States, or you're on cabinet, and you're the only people on the planet Earth that can set people free and make a difference, you step up and you do that, even though half of the nation will say you're the devil for doing it. That's what you're going to have to do this year. That's what you're going to have to do. And it's going to happen fast. It's going to happen fast. It's going to be violent. There will be a fight. You are going to have to take risks. And that's okay. And it's all good. The kingdom of heaven allows for the fight, suffereth violence. It allows for the fight. I allow for the fight. I know this, that even now, man, as Christians are losing their minds all over Central America over, look at what the Lord has done. And yes, I know that this was President Trump, and I appreciate him and I love him. And sir, if you ever get a chance to see this, you need to know we praise God for you. Now that I've said that, it wasn't Trump that did this. It was Jesus that did this. It was Jesus. This is a work of God Almighty. Iran is next. I'm telling you right now, last night before this event even happened, and I put it on my Twitter feed last night, I was just sitting there, and there was two things that God told me as I'm fasting to pray for. Number one, God said, I want to set Iran free this year, meaning I want to set the church free in Iran this year. And so I tweeted that last night before all this happened. Like, we declare it in Jesus' name. The second thing was, God told me, I want you to pray for President Trump that he is able to finish this year and finish his term. And the Lord told me, pray for his protection and pray for him in Jesus' name. Yeah, and I was like, okay, I will do that. You know, we were talking about carrying the weighty presence of the Lord a while ago, and I got to throw this out there. Do you know that the word weight in Hebrew is in the Bible 26 times? And it has to do with the mantle that you carry. It has to do with the experience that you have with Jesus, the encounter that you have with Jesus. And it also has to do with, you know, over in the book of Exodus, the Ten Commandments. It also has to do with that, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Okay, it literally should say, you shall not carry the presence of the Lord in vain. It means this, if God has anointed you to do something, dude, you better do it. And that doesn't mean saying a bad word, although I hate that word. And I will correct people who say that. And I get, so I nearly got in a fight. And where was I? I was in Denver. I was in Denver, Colorado here just a few weeks ago. And I was down there and I was paying for the hotel room. And I was with Robert Henderson and Cheyenne and Dutch Sheets and all those guys. And this guy was standing next to me and he was talking to her. And every other word he said was GD. And I said, bro, do you got to talk like that? Because the answer to that is no, you do not have to talk like that. Can't you just talk without cussing? I mean, are you so ignorant? And the guy, of course, wanted to fight. And I don't know, he might have beat me up, I don't know. But I'm like, in my mind, I'm still young, but I'd have probably had an asthma attack about 20 seconds into the brawl, and then it had been over. But with that said, I praise God, we didn't get a fight. But I got in his grill and said, I don't want to hear that. Stop it. Just quit it. There's no sense in you acting like that. You need some kind of accountability in your life. Bro, you've been on the web for too long. And anyway, he was a soy boy and he got all upset, but that's okay. He can go throw his fit, go eat his Hot Pockets and head back to his mama's cellar. And so, and that, by the way, is what I told him. And then I told him, seek Jesus and you'll find him. Well, I told him, I said, man, dude, when you're sitting in your mama's cellar and you're eating Hot Pockets, cry out to Jesus and he'll show up for you. And he had some choice words for me too, but to carry the weighty presence of the Lord or to take the name of the Lord your God in vain means this. If you are anointed by God, and if you carry the presence of God, if you carry his presence, you'd better be the person that God Almighty's called you to be. It also means this. If I come in the name of the Lord, and if I come in the name of the Lord, and my agenda is not the kingdom, but it's to make money for me, that's taking the name of the Lord your God in vain. If I come in the name of Jesus, and I look over people, and I see them as resources, like as assets, I go, that's no, you can't do that. You're supposed to be bringing the kingdom, and you either see them as kingdom assets or else they're just people you need to evangelize, but they're not your personal assets. Whenever you feed people in the name of King Jesus, do not take the name of the Lord your God in vain and give them dignity and treat them the way that Jesus would treat them. So I am super excited. And by the way, that word wait is in the Bible 26 times. And we're going to talk about Yahweh tomorrow at Open Door Church and what happens when Yahweh shows up, because the gematria of Yahweh is actually 26. And when God showed up and revealed that to Brother Moses, Moses was 26 generations away from Adam. Yeah, he showed up in the 26 to declare his 26. And that's what God is doing right now in this 26. And I want to tell you, man, you saw it. You saw it today. When you woke up and you turn on the news, you saw it. Look, it'll look like these things are coming out of my beautiful cup of coffee here. Yes. So I saw it and it's awesome. Okay. So good to see everybody here. Steve, Renee, I want to pray for everybody. You guys ready? Dude, here we go. Let's pray. Let's pray for the Venezuelan church. Let's pray for my friends that rescue kids down there who I've had to keep secret until today. I'm still going to keep their identity secret, but I have never told you guys about the huge work that we do in Venezuela. And I also want to tell you this too. the Venezuelan cartel that comes all the way up the river, down in the Amazon, is responsible for more deaths and more abductions than anybody else. There's an Argentinian cartel too that is really demonic. And when those guys from Venezuela came up and when they abducted all those kids up and down the Amazon River, I was involved in that. You were involved in that by being a partner with me. They literally, like, okay, they didn't just round up kids. They just went into villages and they rounded up everybody and they separated them into three categories: work, sex, and organs. And then they put them on different boats and took them all the way down to Venezuela. And those people's organs were actually sold. They were actually sold all over the world. That kind of demonic mess is the kind of mess that we are involved in all the time. This is why we don't play. This is why we don't play church. This is why I'm not going to be a part of everybody's drama. Because while these guys are trying to figure out, you know, their drama, we're actually doing something. And I want to just tell you this, man. When this thing goes down in Cuba, just wait. There will be such a huge revival in Cuba. There's another place in Central America that I'm not going to mention that we already do work on. And I don't want to endanger anybody that we work with. But I want to tell you, there's some comeuppance. And I am so happy. I am so happy in Jesus' name. I'm so grateful to the Lord. People are being set free. And church, we need to celebrate this. Now, I want to tell you this. Mark the limp-wristed pastors who will show up in church tomorrow and they won't even say anything about it. Because they might make somebody feel a little bit squeamish. And I remember whenever Castro died, I got up behind the pulpit and I said, "Ding dong, the witch is dead." And people got up and left. And I'm like, bye. Like, goodbye. If you want to celebrate that monster, and if you want to believe the likes of Jimmy Carter and believe that he's really not that bad of a guy and people are really not that badly oppressed, it's because you're ignorant and it's because you haven't been there. I have. I have been with the underground church literally from Moa all the way back to the other side. And I mean, literally from one side of that nation to the other. And that island is huge. That island is way bigger than Texas. It's huge. And it's like, oh my gosh. And I have spent months of my life in Cuba. And back when it was very illegal to even go there, I had to go all the way to Panama to be able to go over there, risk my life, risk my freedom, to stand with people who are so oppressed and so sad. And they're such mighty warriors for Jesus. Well, I want to tell you, that's coming to Cuba in the name of Jesus. It happened with Venezuela today, and it's going to happen with the rest of them. And so I'm believing God for that. So guys, let's all pray. You guys ready to pray? Jesus, many of my friends, God, are fasting with me. And Father God, sir, we come to you, Lord, and we love you and we praise you. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, sir, for the reality of your amazing presence. Thank you, Lord God, sir, for what you did in Venezuela today. I pray, God, for justice in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you would restore everything, God, that has been stolen from them. And I also pray, Father God, sir, that as we make these declarations, God, we're sowing into this. Come on, church. Come on, Jesus freaks. We're sowing into this. So pray this with me so that you can also reap this. Father God, sir, we celebrate their freedom. God Almighty, sir, we celebrate their breakthrough. I thank you, Lord God, sir, that church bells will be allowed to ring that are not under the control of communism, that are not under the control of the cartel. Thank you, Lord. I pray, God, for the prison, God, for all of the political prisoners, the Christians and the pastors, God, that are within the prisons there. God, set them free. Let them be set free, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Set them free, Lord. Set them free, Lord. Father God, sir, we declare that everything that has been stolen from Venezuela will be returned back to them sevenfold. And Father God, sir, we believe you for that. And God, we thank you for that. And Jesus, we love you, Lord. And Father God, I want to lift up all my friends. I lift up all my partners. I lift up everybody, God, that is in the fight. And I thank you, Lord God, sir, for warriors in this year of 26. And I declare in the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in 2026. Father God, sir, I pray, God, for encounters, for visions. God, I pray, God, that you would release angels into our life. I pray, God, for whole new encounters, whole new experiences. Father God, sir, for my friends and my teams that are all over the planet Earth, God, I want to lift up our teams, God, that are rescuing in Nepal and raising our kids, our teams in Uganda, our teams in Tanzania. Father God, sir, I want to lift up on this side of the world. Well, I lift up our teams in Israel, Lord God, and the work, God, that's going on there. And Father God, sir, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem as your word tells us to, Lord God. And God, I want to lift up the Messianic church, God, that is so persecuted there. And I pray, Father God, sir, that you bless them and help them. I pray, God, for strategies and plans of warfare that will bring good fruit in the name of Jesus. I declare explosive finances in the year 2026. Explosive finances in the name of Jesus. I declare it. I declare in the name of Jesus that wherever there has been a spirit of halt, God, that mess is broken off in the name of King Jesus. And I declare this accelerated time frame, just like this war that only lasted a couple of hours and then boom, incredible victory. Father, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God Almighty, sir, that we would be able, God, to jump on the train and get with the program fast in the name of Jesus. God, we will not miss your blessing. We will not miss your promises. I declare that over every single person, God, that is watching now and also within the future. God, we will not miss your blessings. We will not miss your kingdom. We will not miss your presence. We will know your word. God Almighty, sir, we will stand up on your word. And God, we declare our loyalty to you, King Jesus, as kingdom people. You are our king and your kingdom is our kingdom. God, we are your people. I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. King Jesus, sir, I belong to you. And God, you belong to me in the name of King Jesus. I declare supernatural health and the ability, God, to walk in it this year. I also declare in the name of Jesus, God, a massive separation from toxic relationships and people, God, that would bog us down. And I declare, God, strategic alliances over every single person, Lord God, that is kingdom. And Father, I pray, God, God, we have no place for shame. So God, we boldly run, God, to your throne in full confidence, God, that we can present our hearts openly to you, Lord. And Father, I love you, Lord, and I praise you. God Almighty, I want to lift up every single person, God, that's watching that has kids and grandkids. And I call your legacies blessed. I call your legacies blessed and evident in the name of Jesus. Your amazing contributions that you've made within the body of Jesus. I declare that you have made amazing contributions that you're not even aware of. And God Almighty is going to bring you into a much more impactful place in the year 2026 where you are able to see, okay, you know what? I guess I was the only one that could do this in partnership with King Jesus. Yes, 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 in the name of King Jesus. Also declare, your mouth will be in more alignment with the word of God and with the heartbeat of King Jesus this year, in the year 2026. And you're going to just brush off all the narrative that speaking those things is kind of weird. No, you're going to get past all of that. Go, no, I know what the word of God says. My mouth is lined up with God in full intention because I want my heart right with God. And I will give all of God's angelic warfare and the cloud of witnesses that is listening something to work with in the year 2026. I will prosper. Just say that right there where you're at. Just say, I will prosper in 2026. Declare, my mind will be clear and focused in the year 2026. Declare in the name of King Jesus. Declare these, make all these awesome declarations and declare these things in the name of Jesus. Just wherever you're at, just start making those kinds of declarations. And God, getting back to Venezuela, I thank you, God, that you are faithful to accomplish that which you have begun. Let the church be set free in every single way. And let there be the greatest revival in Latin America that the world has ever seen. Let it be. God, let it trickle all the way up. God, let it go through Brazil. Let it go through Chile, Lord God. Let it go through Peru. Let it go, Lord God Almighty, sir, through Colombia. God, bring it into Panama, bring it into Ecuador, Lord God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, for Nicaragua. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for El Salvador. I lift up the nation of Belize. I lift up the nation of Mexico. And I say, freedom is coming in the name of Jesus. Oppressive regimes are being dismantled in the name of King Jesus. I declare it. I declare peace in your house wherever you're at right now. Wherever you're at. Peace in your house. Your home is a habitation of peace. This is my home. And Father God, sir, I declare this home is a habitation of peace. People get healed as soon as they step foot onto my property. This is a place of dreams and visions. This is a house where the love of God is made manifest. And I declare that over your house in the name of King Jesus. I declare a Psalms 91 hedge of protection around you where you will, whatever target you have upon you from the enemy, I call the enemy that has targeted you blind and impotent in the name of King Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I trust in the shadow of your wings, Lord God Almighty. Yes. And Father God, sir, we do pray, God, for President Trump. I pray, God, that he will finish his term. I pray, God, that you would protect him. I pray, God, that you would be the right spirit in the midst of his cabinet. I come against the leaven of Herod in the name of King Jesus, and I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. All the witchcraft and all the nefarious things, God, that happens with children in Washington, D.C., and the whole Masonic thing, the whole, all of that mess, I rebuke it, and I declare it has no effect now in Jesus' name. And Father, I want to thank you, Lord God, sir, for the 908 children, God, that you trusted us with this last year, God, to rescue. 908. 908 children. And God Almighty, I lift up every single one of them. And Lord God Almighty, sir, you know them all by name. And they're all so precious to you, Lord. They're all so precious to you, Jesus. And I pray, Father God, sir, that you would heal them and make them whole in every single way. I pray, God, that you give every single one of them a heart to know you, Lord. I pray, God, that they would all be apostolic, that they would all be prophetic, that they would all be evangelic. I pray, God, that they would all be pastoral. I pray, God, that they would all be teachers because, God, they value your word. I call them prophets and priests and kings in the name of Jesus. And Father God, sir, I thank you, God, and I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would trust us with more children this year. And I pray, Father God, sir, God, that you would send us the partners and the finances to be able to rescue them, to be able to get them healed up, and God, to be able to raise them. God, don't let the nations take these children from us, Lord. Father God, sir, these are kingdom's kids. These are the kingdom's kids. And Father, I love you, Lord, and I praise you, and I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I feel the Lord. I feel Jesus. Yeah, I want to tell you, if you haven't fasted in a long time, I double dog dare you. Just get through it and just go, let's go. And start crying out to the Lord and watch how Jesus will show up for you. Watch how he does. I bless every, and listen, I'm praying for all my partners every single day on this 10-day fast. I'm in 3 days. Into it. And I'm so clear-headed. I'm just so clear-headed. And too many chicken fried steaks and gravy probably. I don't know. But let's don't start talking about that. I still do that. I'm not starving. I am just very intentional. Very, very, very intentional. I had some clown get after me today. Say, yeah, you say you're on a fast, but you're doing like protein drinks. You, that's pretty easy. Really? What day of fast are you on? Oh, you're not? Okay. Listen, man, you don't want to mess with me because I'm not a girl and I'm not going to act like a girl. I'm just not going to. I don't have to. And I don't have to be nice. Everybody, like, you got to be nice. No. I got to be godly. I have to be loving. I have to be kind. But I dang sure don't have to be nice, man. You don't rescue 908 kids by being nice. That's not what you do. And by the way, over 350 cases, meaning We either did prosecute or we are in the process of prosecuting people involved with 350 of those 908 children that we rescued this last year. And there's great expense involved in all of that. Great expense. And again, we wouldn't have been able to do it had we not had partners. And I totally get that. And our partners really stepped up and helped us this last year, from the Kerrville disaster to the LA fires, which we were involved in all of that, to the food bank that gave away 2.9 million pounds of food in Johnson County, Texas, and then to the rescue of 908 kids, which put us over 12,000 kids we have now rescued. We'll be making all of that this next week. We're going to start blowing that up. Over 12,000 children now, and it means that we have over 5,000 children under our care. Yeah, out of the 908 kids that were rescued, almost 600 of those were rescued from actual trafficking. The other ones were rescued, like we have a place in Belize where we rescue mamas who are being trafficked, who are pregnant, and we help them deliver their babies. We have a baby birthing center. And so because the only medical thing that the governments will offer to girls that are being trafficked and they get pregnant, we're talking about 12-year-old, 13-year-old girls, many, is they're like, hey, we'll pay for your abortion. And that's it. We're like, no. You come in here. We'll make you part of our family. We will help you have this baby, and we will help you raise this baby. Over 300 of those babies we rescued this last year. And, of course, the mamas who were being trafficked. And so I just, you know, guys, we can do this. You can do this. This is going to be a good year for you. And so I want you to know, man, I'm praying for all of our partners. I'm praying for everybody that's in the fight that allows for the violence of the kingdom. And so you are actually in the fight with me. And I bless you in Jesus' name. And I praise God that you're not just taking it easy. I praise God for that. All right. Allison, I haven't seen you in a while. So good to see you up there in the frozen tundra. You're up there in northern Canada, some crazy place. Yeah, it's good to see you. I love you, Allison. Call you bless. So many people all over the world. Look at all these people. Yeah. Well, friends, I'm going to get ready to let you guys go. I'm 43 minutes into this thing. If you got in late, go back and watch it. Go back and watch it. And because there's a lot in it. But I am, thank you, Chris. Thanks, man. I appreciate you, Ladybug. Good gravy, Southern Stitchcraft. Come on. You got some tips? Hey, listen, anybody that's got tips for me while I'm fasting, you, so what? It does not offend me at all. I have fasted every year, the first 10 days of the year, since I was 19 years old. And I just do. And anyway, so you got any tips, man? I'll take it. Because I have resorted to blending chicken fried steaks before, and that's really not very healthy. Actually, man, I'm doing all these grass drinks. This is not about me not getting healthy. This is, and by the way, I think that you guys know, man, I started a diet like 2.5 months ago, and I've lost 21 pounds, and that's really good. I have a goal to lose 70 pounds before I am 60 years old. And so that happens December 6th of this year. Just been taking it slow, been taking it easy, and working out and doing a lot of ranch work and just cutting sugar out because I really felt like the Lord told me to do that. And I have so much grace in my life that when God tells me, hey, big boy, you need to do this, I'm like, oh, okay, I will. And so God Almighty is good. Bone broth, yeah, man, bone broth is, yeah, man, let's go. That's got to be good for you, right? Guys, I love you guys. Come out to Open Door Church tomorrow. I'm preaching my first message called 26, and it's on the presence of Yahweh, which is what 26 is all about. Come out and see for yourself why so many people travel so far to go to Open Door. Yeah, I promise you, it ain't because of me. It ain't because of me, man. I promise you it's not. It's just because we have something so unique and so wonderful, and how the Spirit of God moves with us is just different. It's really neat. You know, we had Pastor Greg Locke was with us last Wednesday, and I love Greg. And Greg said, bro, I have preached all over the planet. And your church is just wild. Your church is just different. I'm like, yeah, it is. Our church is weird because the senior pastor is a weirdo and deep calls unto deep. But what's real is, man, people are getting healed, saved, set free. God Almighty is doing great and mighty things. If you want to get baptized tomorrow, every third service is a baptism service. If you want to rededicate your life to the Lord, if you want to come down and fall on your face at the altars and cry out to Jesus, yeah, come to the third service, because that's all it is communion, it's altars, and it's baptism. Which, by the way, the word baptism is found in the Bible. Guess how many times? 26 times. Yeah. I love you guys. Call you guys a head, not the tail, above and not beneath. Highly favored of the Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for praying for me. Thank you for partnering with our ministry and helping me raise these 5,000 kids we're in charge of now. And help me rescue another 1,000 kids this year. How about 10,000? Bye-bye, everybody. Well, Shay, so there you have it. It was a wild day.
Yeah.
And it's still going on.
Yep.
Nations are being set free. God Almighty is moving. Let the heathen rage. Mm-hmm. Let the wicked foam. Let the liberals and the Democrats and the Muslims say whatever they want to say. God Almighty is doing the kingdom stuff, and I'm going to be in perfect partnership with that this year.
Yeah, amen. And I love how you said before we went to the video, you mentioned Iran. Like, I'm so believing for Iran to be next, and that would be so incredible. And it's hard to believe, but also it's hard to believe what happened in Venezuela even happened. Yeah. You know, we never saw that coming. So it's just we're living in times where it is so important for us to be close to the heart of God and the hand of God and the voice of God always.
You know, I've been, I said it on Sunday, and you were part, of course, of the Sunday services. Mm-hmm. You're a big part of my team here. And I told everybody, we have been rescuing kids in Venezuela for years, and we've never been able to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And we've been feeding people, and we've been supporting the underground church there. For all these asinine knuckleheads that's telling me, for your information, the church has always been legal. You don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And we have been dealing with the underground church. Do you know why they're underground? Because they've been targeted. It's not legal. And then we actually saw on Sunday, we actually saw people having open air services, crying out to Jesus, falling on their faces, falling up on their knees, crying out to God. And it's actually taking place. So I praise God for that. Well, guys, I hope that you guys were into this word. And I hope that you got a lot out of it. It was just a spontaneous thing that we did on Saturday, and I had to reshare it with you because there's been tens of thousands of people that watched it. And now, through you sharing this, there'll be even many more.
Yes. All right. Well, we are so, so thankful that you've all joined us, our family, our online family, and ODX family. We love you all. Thanks for stepping into this new year in a major prophetic way with us.
Awesome.
And we'll see you all next week. Same place, same time.
Same place, same time. And guys, by the grace of God, I will be back on this coming Sunday preaching part 2 of my sermon series. It's called 26. God bless you so much. And until the next time I see you, I call you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And you are indeed highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.